And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have Bob with the forecast. But right now, Janelle Teppin is joining us, the Dundas City Administrator. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you today?
A little under the weather.
A little bit of a cold there.
Yeah.
I want to say a summer cold, but no, it's still winter.
Oh, I know.
I guess we'll call it.
As is attested by the three layers I have on.
Let's talk about what the Dundas City Council met last night. And once again, a quiet agenda in that there were items on the agenda, but it doesn't mean you didn't do anything.
Right,
you did a lot of stuff. Let's talk about pavement management. That's been something we've talked about. Then the city's been working on plans for pavement management and the funding thereof. What happened last night?
Right. So just a quick recap. Our engineering firm, WSB, went around to all of the streets in the city last year and assigned a rating to each of those streets based on their condition from, you know, excellent down to poor and failing. And a lot of our streets are in the good category. So, you know, we're in pretty good shape. But we do have a couple of roadways that are, you know, in imminent need of some repair. So we put together, and WSB put together this pavement management plan. It kind of plots out over the course of the next 20-some years, you know, kind of a maintenance plan for all of our roadways. And we now have to talk about how we fund that. Our street maintenance in the past has been funded primarily just through the general levy. Everybody pays for it, you know, property taxes, that kind of thing.
And you bond for those for
sometimes we bond for bigger projects, you know, some sewer, some water stuff. But I don't know that the city's ever bonded for a real road reconstruction project.
Okay.
So again, we have to talk about how we fund that program. And it talks, you know, the pavement management plan says that we should anticipate about $350,000 spent annually to keep our roads in, you know, good to fair condition. I mean, it's unrealistic to have excellent roadways throughout your community because nobody can afford that. It's all on a scale and you do it over time. So we've talked about the various funding mechanisms with the city council, and they have kind of narrowed their focus on franchise fees. And those are fees that are that show up on your Xcel electric and gas bills, and Xcel, you know, remits that money then to the city, and we build that fund up over time in order to pay for our pavement management. So we have, you know, we need to have conversations with Xcel Energy about amending our existing franchise agreements, you know, getting an idea of how much money we could generate annually through franchise fees, that kind of thing. And last night was the Public Works Committee, which is a subcommittee of the City Council, their first look and first time to really have a conversation about, again, the mechanics of how we get that done.
Have you, or really the consultants, I guess, or anyone within that commission, surveyed some of the other towns of your size? There's a lot of towns that are around Dundas size throughout the Minnesota. Is there a rule of thumb, a general guideline that they do, or is it just each one is on their own?
Each one is on their own.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can find your own creative way of taking care of it.
Yeah. There's, you know, probably three major ways that you can fund your road maintenance if you choose to fund your road maintenance. I mean, there are communities around who don't have that kind of plan and know from year to year and looking out into the future how much they're going to need to spend.
Mm-hmm.
They just take a street every year and look at the condition and decide whether or not they're going to, you know, invest in its reconstruction, you know, to ensure its longevity. You can do, Minnesota state statutes allow through the, I think it's Minnesota state statute 429, allows for cities to do an assessment to abutting property owners who, you know, if your house faces, fronts on a street that is getting reconstructed, you would be assessed a certain mm-hmm. amount of that project total. There's, you know,
okay, a number of ways you can
there's a number of ways,
cat,
you know,
so
good way. There's pros and cons to all of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. The budget was also discussed. The budget process. We're kind of getting to that point. As I'm
right.
sure you're acutely aware.
Right.
You start talking about the budgets. What was going on last night?
Well, there wasn't anything specific talked about the budget. You know, even though we don't have. The past couple of meetings, we haven't had anything really on the regular agenda. Doesn't mean that we're not busy behind the scenes, you know, working on things. We have our kickoff to the 2024 general fund budget coming up on May 8th, which is our next city council meeting. And we'll get an idea of the city council's goals and priorities at that point. We'll talk about capital improvement projects, you know, some things, you know, regular replacement of squad cars, various pieces of equipment that go into that, you know, trucks, lawnmowers, all the things that, you know, happen on a day-to-day basis in a city.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess finally the last thing I wanted to talk about this morning was a group of Dundas business owners and interested people have been talking the past several weeks about planning, getting, you know, just starting to talk. And now we're kind of in the planning stages of putting on a Dundas Oktoberfest on Saturday, September 23rd. It'll be down at the trailhead at Railway and Hester. We're going to have a 35-piece Bavarian band. Their name is the Bavarian Music Meisters.
A 35-piece band?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! That's right. Going to be loud enough the whole town can hear. Oh, man, that sounds like fun.
Yes, it does sound like fun. Mm-hmm. You know, events for all ages. But, again, we're just in the initial planning stages of that. Saturday, September 23rd.
All right.
Save the date.
We will definitely do that. September 23rd. I've got it written down already.
All right.
So,
I'll see you there.
I'll be there. Sounds good. Anything else, Janelle?
I don't think so.
All right. We'll let you go and perhaps convalesce or something.
Yeah.
Get better, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
It's Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. You're listening to